This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Three states now account for nearly 40% of hospitalizations as the number of COVID cases rises around the nation. Florida, Georgia, Louisiana are at the top of the list. The AP's Jackie Quinn with just how bad this is.
A Florida hospital chain is suspending elective surgeries. Some Georgia hospitals are said to be turning patients away. In Houston, Texas, Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Peirce on KTRK urges more people to get vaccinated.
You need to consider that you represent a potential danger to yourself and others, and most particularly your own family.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The winds fanning the Dixie Fire in California are expected to calm over the weekend, but the fire's already destroyed the little mountain town of Greenville. At least 100 homes burned. Plumas County Sheriff Todd Johns has lived in Greenville all his life. He says he's devastated.
This fire making tremendous runs, and it is sometimes very difficult to try to get yourself prepped and out of the way before the fire actually gets there.
The fire is only about 35% contained, according to Cal Fire. An NTSB team is expected to arrive today in Alaska after a sightseeing plane crashed there, killing all six people on board. The FAA is investigating, too. The five passengers on the flight were from a Holland America cruise line ship that had stopped in Alaska on Thursday. No word yet on what caused the crash. Hiroshima, Japan is remembering. It was 76 years ago today during World War II that the U.S. dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, destroying the city and killing 140,000 people. This morning, the mayor is calling on world leaders to eliminate nuclear weapons. This is AP News. The Taliban is admitting it killed the head of Afghanistan's Government Information Media Center.
The Taliban have shot the director of the Information Media Center, Dawah Khan Menapul, near a mosque behind the Russian embassy in the southwestern part of Kabul city, the latest killing in a series of attacks on journalists and rights activists in recent months. The Taliban says Menapul was killed in a special attack of Mujahideen and was punished for his deeds. Afghanistan is one of the most dangerous countries in the world for journalists. Several recent attacks against civilians have been claimed by the Islamic State group, although the government most often holds the Taliban responsible. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A wildfire near Athens, Greece, forced thousands of people to run this morning. It was moving near historic sites and populated areas, say authorities. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.